Nehemiah chapter 9 and verse 38. The People's Agreement, part 1. The people are still in prayer, actually. But they're saying to God here that they're going to make a covenant, an agreement. This is how they put it in verse 38 of chapter 9 of Nehemiah. They've come to the conclusion of their prayer. They pleaded with God for his mercy upon them. Will he not revive them again? Will he not only restore them, as it were, to the city, but come and bless them again? He show mercy to them down the centuries. Will he not come again in his mercy and power and bless them? But they know there's a serious consequence. There's a serious responsibility and duty laid upon them. In view of all this, of our rebellions in the past, our fathers' rebellions, right from the top down to the lowest member of society, we've broken your law, we've not listened to your prophets, we've gone back from your word. In view of all this, and your mercy to us again and again, and the fact that you brought us out of captivity, though we're still actually technically in bondage, we are being released. In view of all this, we are making a binding agreement, putting it in writing. And our Levites, our leaders, our Levites, and our priests are affixing their seals to it. The People's Agreement, Part 1. Actually, the agreement goes on in detail into the next chapter, completely up to chapter 10 and verse 39. But let us just look at this verse. It's part of the prayer. This is the conclusion. This is the outcome. This is the permanent result. It's not just a passing whim or fancy. Do you hear the resolution here in view of all this? Our knowledge of history, our understanding of experience, our comprehension of your word, what you've said to us. We've traced out our sin. We understand this. We know your mercy. In light of all this, in view of all this, we are making a binding agreement. They've gone over their past and they're determined about it. They're making this agreement which is binding. This is no temporary enthusiasm. It's no 9 days wonder that's going to vanish in a puff of smoke. It's not some sentimental, emotional kind of whim. This is something solid, not just a temporary enthusiasm, a fad or a fashion. This is a binding agreement, and they set it down in writing. There's nothing vague here. It's solid, permanent, weighty, serious. There's gravity about it, as we shall see when we come to it. Well, it's bound to be. They're dealing with the sovereign God. They're dealing with their sin. They're dealing with his word and their responsibility as his people to obey the covenant. We, from the top to the bottom of us, whether it's leaders, Levites, priests, whoever, we're all in this together, and we're binding ourselves to your word and to you and to your covenant. This is a witness for us, and it's a witness against us if we sin against you. This is our determination. We're united about it. We're unanimous about it. We're determined and willing to do this. And it's welling up within us. It's not something being imposed on us. This is what we want to do. This is our determination. Unbeliever, do you not realize this is what conversion is about? This sense that you're going to give yourself to God, you're going to submit to him. Philip Doddridge, you know the hymn, well, you may not know it, but let me just read it to you. Hear him. He's setting this out. This is how the unbeliever comes to God. The believer is looking back upon his conversion. This is what he says. Oh, happy day that fixed my choice on thee, my Saviour and my God. Well, may this glowing heart rejoice and tell its raptures all abroad. Oh, happy bond, there's the word, that seals my vows. There's another word. I've vowed to Christ. I've made a binding agreement with Christ. Oh, happy bond that seals my vows to him who merits all my love. Let cheerful anthems fill his house while to that sacred place I move. 'Tis done. The great transaction's done. There's another word, see, transaction. I am my Lord's, and he is mine. He drew me, and I followed on. charm to confess the voice divine. Now rest, my long-divided heart, fixed, there's another word, fixed on this blissful centre rest. With ashes who would care to part, when called on angels' food, bread to feast? High heaven that heard the solemn vow, there's the word, that vow renewed shall daily hear, till in life's latest hour I bow, and bless in death a bond, another word, so dear. So this is the old covenant here for the Jews, but it's the spirit of the new covenant. It's not just some sort of vague enthusiasm to come to Christ. It's a determination to serve him. I am determined to serve you. I give myself to Christ. I cast myself upon him. I trust him. And believer, as Doddridge says, let us renew our vows. Let us renew our commitment to Christ. In view of all this, we are making a binding agreement, putting it in writing even. Some have done that in the past. That we will fix our seal to it. We are bound to it. We will keep this your word. Jeremiah had prophesied that that would be a mark of the Jews returning. Jeremiah 50 verse 5. That they would give themselves in covenant. They would commit themselves to God upon their return. Well, blessed be God that he revived his people in those far off days. May he bless us in our generation, that we may return to the Lord our God. God, come, let us to the Lord our God with contrite hearts return. He's merciful, he's gracious. His hand is strong to smite, but is strong to save also. May God bless us that we may be devoted to him in a determined, clear, definite, unchangeable bond. O Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end. May we keep our promise. May we be bound to him. May we be devoted to Christ for the glory of his name. And if anyone hearing this is not given to Christ, oh, that you might cast yourself upon this blessed Savior, this glorious Master, and know him, whom to know is life eternal. Amen.